talking to Coach Ward. Golis would want me to say this. How are the knees hanging out? How are your knees?
Well, I'm getting ready to get into tubs right now.
Okay, good, good. Finally, some sunshine, and maybe it feels a little bit more like camp. I mean, last night's practice was like 68 degrees or whatever. How do you feel about your guys? You know, you're working a few new guys in there right now. Lakeith is in there a little bit. And just talk generally about the linebackers.
Well, I thought this morning we took a step forward, and obviously we've got to come back tonight and continue. We put a couple wrinkles in, just a couple small tweaks. But more importantly, some of the calls that we made plays on were things that we've had in, so they're seeing and they're executing now. Mm-hmm. And obviously when we get some pressure on the quarterback, it makes a big difference. So, I think we're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously this afternoon, you know, we got to come back and we got to really, really focus on shutting out and run first.
Mm-hmm.
And then pressuring that quarterback. So my guys have got to have a big, big afternoon on the run fits.
Let's talk a little bit about that interception TJ had. Mm-hmm. He was kind of sitting, spying the route. I mean, what's his duty?
He's got to expand and then get his eyes back and read the quarterback, and he did a perfect job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy because with all the routes and the combinations that the offense is getting us, it's easy to jump on the under routes and not sit in the hole and then read the eyes of the quarterback. And if you don't have the reps, if you haven't studied the film, you chase the under, and then the curl or the dig behind you, all right, is wide open.
Yeah.
And he was able to sit in there and read the eyes of the quarterback.
Sure. In Chicago at the Gately scrimmage, I remember those days you were trying – Mason at the mic and TJ Neal at the will.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
you've pretty much settled into TJ at the mic and Mason at the will. Is that
yes? Yeah. As of right now, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because when this spring we had four guys that had experience:
mm-hmm.
Cooper, Sfatina, Monheim, and Neal.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that halfway through we switched them. So Sfatina went from the will to the mic, Neal went from the mic to the will, Monheim went from the will or from the mic to will, and we played around, and then we settled down once we decided who were the definite ones were, who were the definite twos. Mm-hmm. We locked in, and I think they feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
And TJ's a natural mic; he's playing well in space, and Monheim. This is where we started him as a freshman until Bates hurt his ankle, and then we made the decision to keep JB at the will and move Mason. But now he's back. He got the spring under his belt. I think he feels very comfortable.
So it looks like you got two clear starters in Monheim and Sfatina. Let's talk about who's behind them. Lakeith Walls has been working a little more. B.J. Bell has been injured. Ralph Cooper's there.
Yeah. Ralph Cooper has played both. Can play both in a heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
In a heartbeat.
Sure.
Wouldn't miss a beat. Matter of fact, played both today.
Uh-huh.
Played both today. Lakeith, because it's his first time ever playing defense in his life, we're keeping him at the will spot.
Sure.
B.J. Bella, we didn't want B.J. and Lakeith behind each other, so that's why I rep B.J. at the mic. And then, obviously, we pick up Carroll Phillips, and now again, he's played the outside portion of the guy that has to relate to two, mm-hmm. so the progression was to start him at the willie linebacker.
Yeah. So, and then maybe talk about the freshmen a little bit. I mean, they're just getting their feet wet, learning the defenses.
Oh, and
so much. It's got to be overwhelming.
You're exactly right. Right now we're repping Henry McGrew and Austin Roberts at the Mike linebacker and Trey at the Will linebacker. And every day they're getting better. I mean, we've basically have installed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're in a situation now where they got to play run and pass. Mm-hmm. They got to make the checks. They got to get lined up. And if they don't, we give up a big play.
Mm-hmm.
So they're learning, but I tell you what, the upperclassmen are helping them out, mm-hmm. and you know, we got a pretty good big brother system here where they're taking care of these younger guys, and it, right from here on out now, it's read and react for them. Read and react for them.
So moving forward, once you leave Rantoul, reps-wise, will you increase the reps for maybe four guys, you know, focus on a two deep, or how will you do that?
Probably pair and a spare. Probably four, and then the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, four and then the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And again, knowing that Neal, Monheim, Cooper, have played both positions. Mm-hmm. So if something was to happen, we're getting the best two on the field.
Sure.
All right? If something was to happen, we're getting the best two on the field. So,
right.
So I think we've insulated enough there.
Good. Appreciate it, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.